Warsaw has been the better team through 12 minutes. Of course, the games are 48 minutes, so we're a long way from putting this one in the bank. Warsaw leads 3-0 after one. It has first down and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Egoff and Carl are out to the right. The wide side of the field is that side. Brody Duncan behind Drew Sullivan here on first and 10 from the Tiger 43. And again, very tight formation and all but one Concord player within 4 yards of the football. Sullivan ducks under center. They'll fake the handoff and turn upfield, and he's across the 45. He's across the 50 and still going. He might have another first down. He does have a first down. That's a gain of 10 yards for the Tigers. Sullivan did the last 4 yards with one hand on the ground, kind of pushed himself forward.
Tried to keep his balance there. He could have just as easily settled for a 6-yard gain there. Second, third, fourth effort there for Drew.
Once again, the Tigers into Concord territory. This is the third time in 13 minutes of the football game that Warsaw has been on the opponent's side of the 50. Wings on either side. Duncan behind Sullivan. Two wide outs again to the right with the ball on the left hash mark. Drew under center. And he'll hand off to Duncan. And Duncan will get across the 45 and go down to the 44-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 3 yards for the Tiger fullback. And it keeps that clock running, and it keeps Concord's offense off the field.
You know, this game hasn't started, and we didn't think it would, like the Goshen and Wawasee game. But the game plan that we thought would happen, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards of carry, let's burn that clock, seems to be working so far for Warsaw.
Get the feeling Warsaw's close to breaking a big play here. Second down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. Again, Concord with 8 men in the box. Sullivan sends Brock in motion. Option play. Drew's going to keep it. Turn up field. He's to the 40. He's to the 35. He's to the 30. And down inside the 30. And marked down at the 28-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. And we were close to being right.
Yep,
absolutely right.
That's right. And they even brought those two last defenders. They had 10 guys within 3, 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. And just kind of like that goal line situation. If you can just get past that initial line, you're going to go for a long way.
10:20 clock running. First half. Warsaw 3, Concord nothing. Tigers on the move toward the south end of Jake Field. Sullivan again with wings on either side. This time Egoff is out to the right. Sullivan option play up the middle. Duncan, and he'll dive across the 26-yard line to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of about 3 yards. Sets up second down and 7. Very impressive offensive start for the Tigers here against this Concord team. Has been very stingy against the run so far this season. That offensive line doing good work. And the longer this goes, the better it goes for Warsaw, because you've got, again, 3 offensive linemen on the field as defensive linemen for Concord on a regular basis. 8 on the play clock. Now 6 as Sullivan goes under center. And he's going to pitch it back. And this is Evan Davis. He's got the corner 20 to the 15. He's still in bounds. He's out of bounds. It looked like he kept his balance and stayed in bounds, but Evan Davis with a great run down to the 13-yard line. That's 12 more yards, and that's another Warsaw first down.
Beautiful pitch there by Drew. He's about ready to get tackled right just past the line of scrimmage. Pitches that ball out to his left, and it's a nice gain for Warsaw.
That's how that's supposed to go.
Yep.
Drew took a hit for the team. First down and 10 Tigers from the 13. 9:12 left to play in the first half. Warsaw with a 3-0 lead. Brock went in motion. Sullivan stands up. Changing the play. Again, wings on either side. Sullivan, option play right, runs into his own man, turns back towards the left, and gets down to the 10-yard line. They'll give him 3 yards on that carry. Second down and 7 coming up for Warsaw.
The right side of that line making some pretty big holes there. Like what I've seen so far from the offensive line as a whole.
And we're going to have an extra lineman brought into the game for the Tigers. It's Blake Cooksey. He will line up inside of James Leiter at right tackle. So you have basically what you have is you have six offensive linemen for the Tigers. Second down and seven from the 10. Sullivan, option play. Keeps it again. Turns upfield. Breaks a tackle and is tackled down at the five. Five more yards for the Tiger quarterback. Sets up third down and two with 8:15 left to play in the half in Warsaw. Already ahead 3-0.
Commanding time of possession, commanding the running game. That's a good recipe for Warsaw.
Well, Concord's only run, what, six or seven plays total?
Seven.
Yeah. Warsaw looks at their wristbands. The play is signaled in on the board. Play clock at 12. Sullivan will let it get to 8 before he goes under center. Quarterback sneak, dives forward. I don't know how far he got. Looks like he got it. They stop the clock. It is first and goal, yep. Tigers, a gain of 3. First and goal from the 2 on the dive by Sullivan. And he dove probably 7 feet of the 9 feet he got.
Classic drive here.
This drive started for the Tigers with 1:16 left to play in the first quarter at their 27-yard line. So it's approaching 5 minutes. Feels like longer. For Concord, it's got to feel like forever. First and goal, Warsaw from the 2. Sullivan under center. Fakes the handoff, turns upfield, and he pushes toward the goal line, and he's down.
Yep.
He did not make it. Give him 1 yard to the 1. Second and goal. And the clock will pass 7 minutes before the next snap of the football. What a great start for Warsaw. They got to have a touchdown here. They cannot have this fizzle out and settle for 3. Sullivan from the 1 yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. Drew takes the snap. He starts backwards and pushes forward. And there's no signal yet. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers. Sullivan from 1 yard out with 6:36 left to play in the half. And Warsaw's pushed the lead up to 9-0.
Another quarterback carry there for Drew. Kind of just pushed him in. Let's see Ben kind of hobbling off, or Ivan Ponce kind of hobbling off a little bit there. But that's a classic drive, and we needed that. Drive down 73 yards, take up all that time, ended with a touchdown.
Smith, 18 out of 18 in points after this season. We'll look to make it a 10-point Tiger lead. Smythe is ready. Everybody else is ready. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 6:36 left to play in the half. Warsaw 10, Concord nothing. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 10, Concord nothing. 6:36 left to play first half. Stay tuned, coming up at halftime, first half scoring, first half stats, 2 minutes of local news. We'll give some scores, and Goshen's beating Mishawaka. No, I'm not kidding. Run up by Smythe. The kick is high and deep, and that will be a touchback, and Concord will once again have to start from their own 20-yard line, Andy.
Yeah, Roger, I think you're right. I think not that they're going to abandon the run altogether, but I think they're going to try and put the ball in the hands of their playmakers and see what they can do against the Warsaw defense. The last drive that they took, 3 runs and a punt, that's not a recipe for success for Concord.
They're not going to run the ball this series, at least until they get a first down. I'd be stunned if they did. They're going to throw this ball to little number 1 and see what he can get him, because he's that kind of guy. 6:36 left to play in the half. Warsaw by 10, Concord from their 20. And again, they start on the left hash mark. The white side of the field is the near side as we look at it. There goes Brevard in motion. Oh, they hand off to Thomas. He's bottled up behind the line of scrimmage. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage and actually get 2 yards. He backed his way for those 2 yards, and he backed about 4 yards up the field.
So they did run the ball.
They did.
I think you owe me a street taco, I think.
Probably. At halftime, I'll let you run down and get one. You send me the bill later. Second down and 8 for Concord. They have 1 first down to their name so far. Thomas lines up on the left of Brunner. Second and 8. Brunner takes the snap, looking left. Going to get away from a man. Here comes a flag. Brunner's going to take off and get across the 25. He gets the 30. However, this is coming back because there was a tackle right back where Brunner got around the corner. And it is a holding penalty against the Minutemen, and it's going to be a big one and back the ball back up inside the 15-yard line at least.
Yeah, their left tackle took Mason Gaberich and just kind of – yeah, you're right, just kind of tackled him.
He tackled him.
And as the students like to say, you can't do that.
You can't do that. So that's going to back the ball up.
Or just try to do it not in front of the back judge.
No, in front of the referee,
right.
Not a good idea. Not a good plan. No. They back the ball up to the 13. So it's second down and 17 coming up for Concord. Trailing the Tigers 10-0. Brunner will shift Thomas to his left. Tight formation here for Concord. High snap, and Brunner's going to keep it. He's going to wish he'd given it up to somebody else. He gets tackled back at the 10-yard line, and there are 1, 2, 3 Tigers back there, and that was Schultz on the blitz up the middle for Warsaw. It's now 3rd and 20.
That was kind of one of those zone reads where they're supposed to read keys, and you're right. He probably should have handed that ball off.
Well, just for his own preservation, he should have.
Well,
Schultz hit him pretty hard, and then he had help. 3rd and 20. Two wideouts left, one to the right. Thomas to the left of Brunner. Tigers showing blitz again. They back out of it. Brunner back to throw. Steps back to the goal line. Still looking. Has all day. Now here comes pressure. He's going to take off. He's going to throw it to the middle of the field. It's incomplete. Brunner was running toward the near sideline and threw it back across his body to Moten. It wasn't close. And Concord goes backwards 10 yards. And with 4:51 left to play in the half, they have to punt.
That's a great stand by Warsaw's defense. To answer that offensive drive with that defensive stand is tremendous.
Brunner backs up, standing right at the goal line. Tristan Wilson at the Concord 44. No penalties here, boys. If nothing else, just let this ball roll dead. Warsaw have great shape. Good snap back to Brunner. He takes a look and punts it down the field. Wilson says, get out of the way of it. It takes a Concord bounce across the 50. And we'll be down at the Warsaw 45-yard line. 4:40 left to play in the half. The Tigers have the ball back, up 10.
So I'd like with this drive, ideally for Warsaw, would be to score a touchdown with not a lot of time left on the clock. And we know they can do it. Just, you know, for last drive, they had a 6-7-8-minute drive, whatever it was. Burn some clock. Let's get some points on the board before halftime. And that'll be – so we talk about last game against Wallasee, that first half. To me, this first half is equally as impressive for Warsaw.
Concord has punted 8 times in 4 games, and they punted 3 times in the first half. 4:40 left. Warsaw has all 3 of their timeouts. Starting this drive at the 45-yard line, and oh, the guy in the chain gang had to tie his shoe. Well, we'll let him do that. We're in that kind of mood right now.
He assures the ref that he's good, and we'll play here.
Sullivan, who's had a terrific week carrying the football, starts from the 45 near hash mark. And did Roger say that?
Yep.
Here comes a flag, and this will be a flag against the Tigers for a false start.
I believe so.
Well, and I'm not sure, and they don't announce kids' numbers and names and numbers and who the penalty was against. But based on everything that's happened since the flag was thrown, Carson Chisholm is the one that flinched.
And we brought that. We have that 6 lineman in again.
First down and 15 for the Tigers. Concord now sees this as new life in their football hopes for this evening. They have not been able to stop the Tigers much here in the first half. They're hoping that extra 5 yards will matter. Option play, Sullivan keeps it, turns upfield, and he'll dive across the 41 to the 42-yard line. Stopped by Milo Martinez for Concord. Second down and 13 coming up for Warsaw. The Tigers will go into formation, but not like they're going to be in hurry up.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you those first down penalties are just killers.
Yep.
Starting first and 15, it's tough.
Dippin comes off the field. Jake Rhodes is on. It'll be second down and 13, and Warsaw's got 10 on the play clock. They need to speed it up a little bit to get this play off. 5 seconds, now 4. And Warsaw is going to take a timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 3:53 left in the half. Warsaw leads Concord 10-0. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.
I love being a granddad. I
spent there, finally got it.
With my grandsons. We had a great time. What?
Steve's having some trouble back at the station. Not his fault. Computers are friends when they work. When they don't, they're not. 3:53 left to play. First half. Warsaw with second down and 13 from their own 42-yard line, but leading 10-0 over Concord. Warsaw number 6 in 5A this week. Concord number 2. Sullivan. Under center. Concord showing blitz. They're coming. He's going to throw it. He got a man wide open down the field, and he overthrew him by about 3 steps. Oh, Ethan Eagle off. All 11 players at the snap for Concord ran forward, and all Sullivan had to do was throw it up high enough that Egoff could run over it, and he just ran. He just threw it a little too far.
Yeah, that's one that Drew's going to want back. There was nobody. And when we say nobody, there was nobody around Egoff.
No. Nope. I mean, there wasn't anybody within 15 yards, and that guy was running toward the line of scrimmage. Third down and 13. Interesting play call coming up here from Bart Curtis. Do you dare call that same thing again? Again, they've got everybody up at the line of scrimmage. Sullivan rolling out, looking right. Pressure comes. Got hit as he throws. Down the field is caught by Eagle. He's still in bounds. 40, 35, 30 up the far sidelines, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Oh, let's see where they put it down. Right at the 27-yard line. What a throw by Sullivan. You talk about paying a price. He did there.
Stood in the pocket, knew he was going to get hit. He's going to get hit, stays in the pocket, absorbs the hit, delivers the throw. And what about Ethan with a catch there?
That
what
was
a catch.
Beautiful run route, perfect throw, perfect catch. And Egoff knows what to do with it. First down and 10, Tigers from the 27. 3:40 left to play here in the first half. Tigers up 10-0. Duncan, the lone back in the backfield, he's been out there every play so far. And it's going to be Sullivan to keep it. He's going to turn up field. He gets inside the 25-yard line. He'll go down at the 21-yard line. That's a gain of 5 yards and a first down carry for Warsaw. And, you know, here's the thing. You say, what's the difference between Elkhart and Warren Central and this game and the last two? The difference is what Warsaw has done on first and second downs.
Yep.
They've been so much better.
Absolutely.
Getting 4, 5, 6, 7 yards on first down. That makes things so much easier moving forward. Almost 3 minutes left to play here in the first half. Warsaw second down and 4 from the 20. Sullivan takes a snap, option play, keeps it again, turns up field, breaks a tackle, breaks another, spins his way down inside the 10-yard line. They're going to mark him right at the 10. First and goal, I believe, for the Tigers. And Drew's having his best game as a running quarterback tonight.
Yes, for sure. He's taking that option, and he's like, hey, he's following his lead blocker. Lead me to the promised land, and so far, so good.
A stunning first half. Warsaw's dominated all three phases of the game. First and goal from the 10, 2.5 minutes left to play first half. Sullivan. Quarterback sneak. Duncan does his best Matt Leinart imitation to push Reggie Bush
right.
To push Matt Leinart forward.
And for everybody that remembers that 2005 game, the grass is just quite as long as
almost
the grass was in Notre Dame Stadium that day.
Almost. Gain of 2. Second down and goal from the 8. 2:08 left to play here in the first half. Tigers leading by 10. Play comes in from the near side. Plenty of time on the play clock. Concord ran a man onto the field late, but he's out there and in position. And now whistles. Concord would like a timeout. 1:48 left to play in the half. Warsaw 10, Concord nothing. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.
Warsaw.
1:48 left to play first half. Warsaw second down and goal from the 8, leading 10-0 at Concord. Sullivan, under center, ball in the right hash mark. He's going to keep it. Turns up field to the 5, pushing towards the 2-yard line, and he'll be stopped there. Gain of 6. Clock continues to run. Warsaw has 2 timeouts left. 138, 137, 136 left.
Do we run that same play again? I mean, we've been getting 5-6 yards.
Yeah, right now Warsaw is 5 of Leiter, Dawson, Boreen, Lawson, and Kaufman, and throw in Cooksey and Dippin in the rotation has been really, really dominating the line of scrimmage. And is Warsaw going to take a timeout here?
He's got a man down.
Oh, there's a Tiger down.
Yeah,
I did not see. I thought he was tying his shoe. We have a Tiger down. So the training staff from Warsaw is out to attend to him. And he's up talking with the training staff. That's Wyatt Dawson. That's who Warsaw has been running behind a good chunk of this first half. It's been right guard. So Wyatt is off. He's limping on his left leg. I'm going to assume it was an ankle because, again, I thought he was tying his shoe.
Yep.
And then he kind of rolled over, and I realized that it was not his shoe at all. Third down and goal for the Tigers from the 3. 1:15 left to play first half. Tigers looking to improve upon what is already a 10-point lead. And the clock runs. Sullivan takes a long look around. Concord backs their guys up from the line of scrimmage. Drew takes a snap, play action fake, rolling away from pressure. He's going to run to the corner of the end zone, and he will dive for it, and he got it! Touchdown! Sullivan did his Superman imitation. He's in. It's 16-0 Tigers with 53 seconds left in the half.
So Drew just fakes the play to the left. Everybody thinks it's going to the left. He does a reverse pivot, heads to the right. And you're right, he juked out 2 Concord defenders. And, again, credit to Drew Sullivan, taking hits in the pocket, and he just dives over that right pylon to score a touchdown for the Warsaw Tigers.
There's a Concord defensive end who was 100% convinced that he had Drew for a loss of 5.
100%.
I mean, you could see it through his face mask.
Yep.
He knew he was going to get him. And Sullivan made him miss and then won the race to the pylon. And now here's Smythe looking to tack on the extra point. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away. And the kick is good. 17-0 Warsaw. 53.6 left to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. What a first 23 minutes of football for the visitors. 17-0 Warsaw, and the Tigers have 17 points, and Concord's got, what, 2 first downs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Now you got to finish this. We will remember trips up here where Concord has scored late in the half and took some sting out of the Tiger momentum. Smith can get us started on the right foot, literally. By kicking this over everybody's head again. He's 3 for 3. And he'll run up and he'll drive it high and deep and make it 4 out of 4. Concord will once again start from the 20-yard line. Their best field position was the 25. That's it.
See if we can hold them here. Roger Fowler said we have 17-0 lead with 53 seconds left in the first half, and it held Concord to 25 total yards. What would you have said?
I'd have told you to quit drinking on Thursdays. 53 seconds left. Now, this critical possession. Warsaw's got to get off the field. Remember, Concord deferred. They get the ball to start the second half. Back to Brunner. They throw a screen. It's over the middle. There goes Brevard. 25, 30, 35-yard line. He's got 15 yards and a first down. Again, they ran that play a lot against Northridge last week, and it looked a lot like that. 46 seconds left. Again, Concord with 2 timeouts left. Brevard lines up in the slot on the left. Brunner takes the snap, looking left. Pump fakes, fires it over the middle. Oh, and it's knocked down, incomplete. Gavin Schultz hit that one down with his right hand and his left. He might have been able to score. He certainly could have run it to the 20 with 33 seconds left. It's second down and 10.
see how he does in the outfield this spring. That was right to him.
You're going to put him in the outfield?
I don't know.
Is it okay to criticize a coach before the season starts? I'm not sure.
Always.
He doesn't
always.
Look. Okay. I don't know that that's a great idea. Second down to 10 from the 35. Brunner back to throw. Looking down the middle of the field. Fires a fastball over the middle, and it is caught. Oh, and one of the Concord players lost their helmet. It's out to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 10 yards. That's Gomez, the tight end, on the catch. Gain of 12 on the play. First down and 10, 22 seconds. Clock running again. And Concord going to take a timeout. Yes, timeout Concord. 20 seconds left in the half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. If you're thinking about such things, Concord does have a good field goal kicker. He's 2 for 2 on field goals. But they're going to need about 25 to 30 yards to get him into range. First down and 10, Concord at their 47, trailing 17 to nothing. Brunner takes a perfect snap, dropping deep to throw, looking, here comes pressure, he'll throw it out, Brevard's got it, 50, near side 45, to the 40, to the 35, and out of bounds, near the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him out at the 31-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 21 yards, 22 yards. Tell you,
yep.
You cannot leave him alone.
Yep.
You cannot back too far down the field. That's what Warsaw did right there. 11 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw leading by 17. Concord with the ball at the Tiger 31. They have one timeout left. Brunner takes a snap, looking right all the way, throws it out near side, got his man. That's Jewett. And Jewett makes the catch inside the 25-yard line at the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 7. 6.9 left, and Craig Kaler doesn't want to mess around with it. They are going to kick it right now. They have a timeout left, so if something goes wrong here, they can fall on it and try again. Remember, Brevard is the holder, so keep that in mind. This is Rafa Sabas for a 40-yard field goal, what's likely the last play of the first half. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. It doesn't look like it has the distance. It's way short. It's way short, and the Tigers have held with 2.1 seconds left to play here in the first half, and what a performance by the Warsaw Tigers here in the first 24 minutes.
So that last drive, that's a bend, don't break. We bent a little bit there, but that just – the missed kick, that was a 40-yard attempt. It just goes to show you the importance of having a good kicker, and we've obviously had a prolonged stretch of good kicking. But that's 3 points that we would typically have that Concord didn't, and that's a huge drive for us going into the halftime.
With the missed field goal, the ball automatically comes to the 20-yard line, and Warsaw will enter what looks like the victory formation, take a knee, and then run as fast as they can into the locker room. Sullivan takes a snap, takes a knee, halftime. And what a first half for the Warsaw Tigers. A standing ovation for the visiting fans down below. Warsaw 17, Concord nothing. First half scoring comes your way after these words on News Now Warsaw. The Concord band with almost 270 members is on the field here at Jake Field. Right now, they haven't had much to cheer about. They trail 17-0 to Warsaw here at halftime. First half scoring at 3:27 of the opening quarter. Warsaw got a 47-yard field goal from Mason Smythe. That came after an interception by Tristan Wilson. Put them inside the 35-yard line. They got close enough that Smythe could kick a 47-yard field goal. It was good, and it was 3-0, and that's the way the first quarter ended. Then Warsaw got the ball back and went back down the field on a drive that was 5 minutes and 52 seconds long and went 63 yards, capped off by Drew Sullivan's 1-yard touchdown run. The kick by Smythe was good, and it was 10-0. Warsaw got the ball back just before halftime, and with 53 seconds left, Sullivan scored his second touchdown of the first half, a 3-yard run, And the extra point by Smythe made it 17-0 Tigers, and that is where we stand at the moment. Again, Warsaw 17, Concord nothing. When we come back, 2 minutes of local news. We will look through the scores that Steve has given us, and we'll give you the first half stats. Again, Warsaw leads Concord in the big game of the NLC tonight, 17-0. We're back after these words on News Now Warsaw.